Well, to politics now. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Hillary Clinton is increasing her campaign staff in Georgia after a poll earlier this month showed her with a small lead over Donald Trump in this normally red state. If she wins in Georgia, it's big news, the first time a Democratic presidential candidate would do so since her husband did it in 1992. But will the lead for Clinton have an impact on the state's Senate race? Georgia's on our mind on this week's Senate Tracker. Celeste Headley is the host and executive producer of On Second Thought out of Georgia Public Broadcasting. She joins us from Atlanta. And Celeste, we're hearing that even though the presidential race in Georgia is being much talked about, it's not by the Senate candidates.
That's actually an odd thing. We are not really sure why that is either. But yeah, they're focusing on all kinds of other things. For example, Johnny Isaacson, who is the incumbent, the Republican incumbent, his first ad that he purchased was about whistleblower protections in the Peace Corps. And his opponent, Barksdale, has focused on Isaacson's attendance record in the Senate and his stance on Social Security. No real mention of either Clinton or Trump.
Huh. Although there is a mention of President Obama. Here's the Republican incumbent, Johnny Isaacson's ad. He is trying for his third term. Let's listen to a little of an ad.
Obamacare is a disaster. It's turning out to be everything we said it was going to be. And the people that it was going to help are not being helped. They're actually being hurt. I voted against it. Taxes have never been popular. I think you need to be as conservative about the way you spend other people's money as you are yourself. That's why I've never voted for a tax increase.
Repeal. A little there from Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson's campaign ad. So, again, he wants to stress he's not for a tax increase. What else is he running on, Celeste?
Well, in fact, he's running on his ability to work across the aisle, and he's attracted the endorsement of three pretty powerful Democrats here in Georgia. That includes two former governors and a former senator, Sam Nunn, Zell Miller, Roy Barnes. But he also has come out really strongly as anti-radical Islam. And he, in fact, at one point called for all-out war on radical Islam. And that's something that his opponent is making a lot of because Isaacson voted in favor of the Iraq war. And he actually has said he wants to send troops into Syria and Iraq. That's not particularly popular either in Georgia or in many places in the United States. And it's something that his opponent is really focusing on.
Huh. So he's picked one of the topics of Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidate, and he has endorsed Donald Trump. How are voters looking at that?
Well, Donald Trump is not particularly popular in Georgia. He has about a 58% unfavorable view here, but that's the exact same number as the people who view Clinton unfavorably. The one thing that both of them, I think, can bank on is that 67% of voters in Georgia think the country's on the wrong track. So to a certain extent, they're both the Democrat and the Republican, are trying to say that they're anti-establishment and will go to Washington to shake things up.
Hmm. Well, let's take a listen to the Democratic candidate, Jim Barksdale, an investment manager. Here's a little of an ad from him.
It's time for people who work for a living in Georgia to have their own senator. A senator who won't take money from lobbyists and corporate special interests, who will get rid of bad trade deals, cut waste, and instead invest in education and infrastructure to create jobs.
You hear some Democratic themes there. A little echo maybe of Bernie Sanders with some of the comments about bad trade deals. Tell us more about him. He has this gray cap that he wears.
Yeah, he's really came out of nowhere. Not very many people know who he is. He is an investment manager from Atlanta. He has very deep pockets. He spent more than $3 million of his own money on his campaign so far. But he got a 72% of African-American voters in the primary. He got a good share of young voters as well. Really strong in the metro Atlanta area, which is where the bulk of Georgia's population lives. You know, his campaign thinks he's polling well here because he's seen as an outsider. He says he doesn't mind if the Democratic machine doesn't back him because he can back his own campaign. And if that sounds a little bit like Trump, you're right. It does sound a little bit like Trump. I think that's what he's banking on.
It also sounds a little like Bernie Sanders. So maybe that's why he's not mentioning Hillary Clinton that much, even though she's, you know, seeming to pull ahead a little bit in the polls there. And by the way, he says the gray cap shows that he's a real person, not a politician. I'm looking
at the clock. It also probably protects his mostly bald head from the Georgia sun.
the practical politician there.
Right.
So we've got the polls showing Hillary Clinton a little ahead of Donald Trump. What do they show in the Senate race?
Surprisingly, the most recent poll, which was August 5th from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, showed Isaacson, the incumbent, only 6 points ahead of Jim Barksdale. That is not something that the Republicans expected. It is not something that the Democrats expected. And here's the thing, Robin. We don't know what's going to happen. Because if you think of the Senate race in Georgia as sort of this massive game of tug-of-war with multiple forces pulling on a whole bunch of different ropes, any one of those ropes could kind of pull the election in a different direction. And what I mean by that is Trump's candidacy could increase turnout from Democrats, meaning that Barksdale has a better chance. But the very prospect that Georgia could turn blue, could go for Clinton, is actually motivating Republican voters here. And so instead of staying home, some Republicans may go to the polls for that very reason. We don't know which force will come into play come November 8th.
That's Celeste Headlee, host and executive producer of On Second Thought out of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Celeste, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll keep tracking Senate races with our Senate tracker across the country up till November.